Welcome to Black and Right on AM 560 The Answer. I am Charles. John is off today. Give me a call. You're running out of time. 312-642-5600. And let me know what you think the politician, who you think the politician is that I think Lori Lightfoot most immolates. Maybe a shocker, or maybe me saying it's a shocker tells you who it might be. You never know. But what made me think about this is this controversy, I guess, revolving around the Hallmark Channel. If you haven't heard, the Hallmark Channel ran a commercial of a lesbian couple kissing in the commercial. I believe it was a marriage, maybe. I saw a clip of it, but I think that's what it was. And some of the viewers were outraged and, you know, inundated the show with the station with complaints. And a controversy started and they pulled the ad. So before those people who were complaining had a chance to celebrate their win, the LGBTQ community came out and complained about the complaint and said that they were wrong for pulling the ad. And a lot of people weighed in on it. And one of those people was our own mayor, Lori Lightfoot. Lori, in a statement, said that it was pretty much an example of hate. She thought it was wrong for them to pull it, and she said that it was hate, and Hallmark should apologize and should be ashamed of themselves. Now, hearing this, you can go back and forth, as you can with many other topics, and say, who was right? Is it Hallmark's network to do as they please? But if that's the case, running the ad should have been them doing as they please. And if they want to run the ad, they can run the ad. But do the people have the right to complain, this, that, or the other? But I focused, when I heard it, mostly on Lori Lightfoot's comment. And that's what made me ask the question of who you think that she most governs like. And hearing that, and this same week they had the marijuana vote and how the black city council members kind of gelled together and created a unified force to try to push back the start of the dispensaries until they can get more or some, I don't think there are any blacks who run the dispensaries, and amongst other things. And then the light bulb came on and I saw who it was. I'm like, I know who Lori Lightfoot is. And if you haven't figured out who that politician is, it's Donald Trump. Yes, Lori Lightfoot is managing Chicago like Donald Trump. Now you might say, that sounds crazy. What do you think? Their views are totally different. But I'm not saying their views are the same, the beliefs are the same. I'm saying all the things those on the left accuse Trump of are the exact same things Lori Lightfoot has been doing since she's been in office. She walked in day one, first city council meeting, and she said, you have too much power. We need to take away some of the power of the city council. Now, many of us agree with that, right? We're like, yeah, good. We think they have too much power. We don't think they're using it properly. But there's really no third option. So what people ignored was, if the city council has less power, who gets more power? So basically, she walked in the door and tried to make herself more powerful. But there's several news stories this week that kind of support my belief. Give me a call if you think I'm wrong, though. But December 10th, Chicago Tribune, sources, top advisor to Mayor Lori Lightfoot resigning as Chicago Watchdog investigates arrangement that lets her live in Wilmette despite residency rules. So she was on a transition team. She lives in Wilmette. Lori decided she was going to keep her on and offer a position. A position working with the city that mandates you live in the city. And someone mentioned that to her, and she's like, well, it's an integral role, and we don't have anyone else better to do it. So she can stay. So now, apparently, under pressure, she's going to resign, but that has nothing to do with the fact that Lori was like, I don't care. I say you can stay. The rules say you have to live in Chicago. I say you don't. Number two, Lori Lightfoot is Trump. But I can go on. The marijuana thing. I've been hearing a lot on the Urban Talk station about how it's so unfair that there are no black people running the dispensaries. They got no licenses. And we need to stop this until we figure out why this is the case. They were, to their own surprise, they gave them credit that the black members of the city council got together and tried to stop it. And Lori slapped them down and like, shut up and let it pass. So, you know, kind of bullyish, maybe, you know, Trump-like. Or how about her? Here's another thing he's called on a lot. He's the leader of the free world. He's running the most powerful country in the world. He's got all these things he should be focused on, yet he's got time to get in little spats and nitpick and talk about everything. Somebody said something about him. Why does he have to comment? Well, we have those same things here, right? We have pension issues. We have crime issues. We have this. But Lori took time to talk about the Hallmark Channel, right? But that's not it. If you remember back, we had a weekend where we had a lot of shootings, and there was a shooting in the park. Ivanka Trump made some tweet about Chicago that was mostly accurate. She got a number in the place wrong. And in a press conference, the mayor decided it was the point where people had died and been injured in a shooting. She needed to take a moment at this press conference to address Ivanka Trump and say, you were wrong. It wasn't 10 people shot in a park. It was 13 people, but they were shot in three different places. Get your facts right. Yeah. So that looked really, you know, that looked really good. You know, let me argue about the number of innocent people getting shot in the city, because even though the numbers were higher, you were wrong about whether it was a park or a swing or whether it was a school or whether it was a public place or where it was. The bottom line is we had a violent weekend. There was a crisis going on in the city, and she wanted to bicker with the president's daughter. See? Trump-like. How about the corporate counsel she has, who was accused of getting a tax break that he wasn't supposed to get? First, she came out and said that it wasn't an issue and it wasn't true. Then the other day, she backtracked and just said, yeah, it happened, and he's going to repay it. And then you just move on like nothing's going on. But, you know, like Obama, she ran saying she was going to be transparent. But she is, to this point, been operating under the Donald Trump playbook of politics, right? I'm an outsider. I've never been a politician before. You say something bad about Chicago, I'm going to jump on it. And it's my way or the highway. Look, all you Trump supporters, you should be happy if you live in Chicago. We got Trump as mayor. Give me a call and tell me if you think there's someone else that better, that she, you know, emulates more than Trump, 312-642-5600. But I think based on her most recent actions and her, you know, penchant for defending the city at all costs and getting into spats with people, that she is exactly the same politician. Different outcomes, maybe uses slightly different language, but I think that they kind of have been governing in the same way. So if you don't like Trump, but you like Lightfoot, you may want to take a second look at that and think about whether they are really just two sides of the same coin. As we come up on the next segment, I want to talk about a spinoff from that Hallmark controversy and talk about what she was complaining about and whether the pulling the commercial was really hate or not, and the problem with the way the LGBT community attacks issues. You're listening to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer.
And now, more of Black and Right on AM 560. Here are your hosts, John Anthony and Charles Love.
Welcome back to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer. When I left you last, I was talking about the Hallmark controversy, the gay couple kiss or lesbian, and the backlash for pulling that ad. But at that time, I was mostly focusing on Lori Lightfoot's interesting decision to, in her capacity as mayor of Chicago, think that that was an important topic for her to speak out on. But now I want to talk about the controversy itself, because I do think there's an interesting piece that needs to be discussed. As I talk to our buddy Stephanie Trussell often, and she even more than I, we listen to Urban Talk on a regular basis to kind of, you know, see the take that they take on a lot of the news story, because everything seems to be about, you know, they can spin any topic to a black topic. And I was listening one day, and the topic was this Hallmark controversy. And I find it interesting. And I say this all the time, that when I talk about those people who are pro-black, the things I disagree with them on, I disagree with them on a lot. But I agree with them more than the far left. And when I agree with them, it's funny because the reasons we agree may be different, but I have to admit that they're not completely wrong. So they had an interesting take on this topic. So they were talking about the commercial and was it hate, this, that, or the other. And they were most offended by the fact that after the commercial was pulled and when the LGBT community complained about it, the Hallmark Network made a statement, and they were talking about how they strive for diversity and inclusion. And that's what the community said they wanted. And to a person, every host, I listened to two different shows and many callers, and all of them were upset by that, because what they were saying was, it is interesting how the LGBT community is always talking about diversity. And in sometimes directly, sometimes in a roundabout way, they conflate their treatment, their movement, and their feelings with that of blacks. And one of the hosts said, so diversity, huh? That's interesting. So Hallmark is bragging about their diversity and basically telling the community that they strive to be diverse. But according to the host, there's not enough black people on the network. So what diversity are you speaking of? You know, when you talk about race and ethnic groups, when did the LGBT community become one? This big push now is kind of leaning in that direction, right? So it's how many black people do you have and how many gays do you have? So they were complaining because it's not the same, and they didn't think that it should be. And they were also saying that, which is where I come in, that you should have the right to not agree with their lifestyle. Now, I've always said that that does not mean, and I think that what conservatives believe is always expressed incorrectly by the left and nobody defends it, but You don't have to be against someone, you know, to be against certain behaviors. So you can say gay marriage is wrong and think that lifestyle is wrong and not think that people should be fired from their job or ostracized from society or physically abused. But people conflate the two, and they say, well, if you're against gay marriage, then therefore you hate gays and they need to be a protected class because you're trying to shout them out of society. And to some people, it's just really simple, and you overcomplicate it. Some people are like, no, I don't care what they do. I just don't want to see it on TV. Or I don't care what they do. Why do they need to put it in my face? Or I don't care what they do, but why do they need a parade? And I don't think it should be wrong for people to be able to think that. But they have found a way in this current all about feeling society. They have found the perfect storm and the perfect opportunity to make everything about them. So everything is hate. Right. But you can do something. They can do whatever they want and it's not hate. So they can push extremes. They can push behavior around children. They can do whatever. And you shouldn't say anything about it. And if you do, it's hate. So on the one hand, I talked about Lori talking about it, but then it's also interesting that we are moving again in the free speech elimination era to a point where people are not allowed to just say, I don't like something. You know, they're not allowed to say, does this really need to be, you know, it's such a small percentage of the population. Why is it in every TV show, in every commercial, every ad? It's the same thing. Another thing that you won't hear anywhere else, but if you listen to Urban Talk Radio, you'll hear it. People wondering why every black person, you know, character on a TV show has to be in an interracial relationship. That's not to say that they have something against, well, some may, but it's not to say that most people, black people, are saying you can't date somebody white or marry somebody white or you can't date whoever we want. I just find it interesting that the percentage of people who are actually in an interracial relationship is far fewer than the, you know, high percentage that you see in every TV show. So you have to ask yourself, these shows are created by people, so there must be a narrative. There must be a goal that these people are trying to perpetrate by putting this out there all the time. So, you know, this big push for diversity is interesting because it's all about how it's pushed, who gets to benefit from it, and who decides what type of diversity is counted. And that's the problem I have with the LGBTQ push and movement, is that it's kind of all encompassing. It's like I was talking to a friend of mine recently and I said, the problem is, it's not that, you know, the question is whether I like it or not or agree with it. You don't, and those who are proponents of, are not okay with me saying you get to do whatever you want to do, but don't try to force me to like it. It's not enough anymore. They're like, no, we want to be able to get married and we want you to like it. You need to come. You need to bring a gift. You need to celebrate. You need to be there and you need to dance. And if you don't do all those things, then you're a hater and a homophobe. Tony from Chicago wants to say something about the black community. Tony, welcome to Black and Right.
Hello there. Boy, this is a serious topic right here, and I really think this is something that the black community needs to know the next time they vote for the Democratic Party. I am sick and tired, and I'll be blunt. The black community is sick and tired of everybody riding on coattails of the civil rights movement. You know, they wonder why is it that black people are so anti-LGBT. It's not because they hate LGBT people. It's because they hate the coattails thing. They hate everybody comparing themselves to black people, and these Democratic leftists, they keep doing it. And I wish the Republicans and even you guys would just go to the black community and say, hey, make your Democratic candidates say, hey, what's more important, the civil rights movement or gay rights? Force it on them. Make them say, oh, yeah, we do it for everybody. And watch the black community will completely turn away from them. I'm just sick of it. But as far as the Hallmark Channel, let me say this. We have to be careful that maybe these guys did that on purpose just to get some publicity. We got to be careful because that's another thing that's going on, and we just have to watch that.
Yeah. Thanks, Sony. Thanks for your call. Great points. I agree with that. I'm not necessarily saying that there should have been an outcry at first, because like you say, it's an intersection now. Everything, you know, has multiple sides to it now. It's not just one or the other. It's where does Hallmark rights to run any commercial they want, you know, come up against your right to watch it or not? Maybe you can just say, well, I'm not going to watch it. Maybe, you know, I'm not necessarily pushing for a boycott, but you're right. Everything, we have to get to a point that everything can't be the hill you're going to die on, right? So if you don't like seeing the gay kiss in a commercial and it was 22 seconds, do you really need to go and write a letter to a network for that? But at the same time, like Tony said, you do, a group of people do decide to do that. Does Lori Lightfoot and others like her need to go out and now say, I'm going to one up what you did? And then it becomes this constant battle about, you know, who's being discriminated against and how we're going to address that. So, I mean, this is going to be never ending, but we definitely need to change the way we make everything such an extreme. But coming up, talking about the shift in culture, I'm going to talk about the Pope and his interesting take on Christianity. It's kind of scary. You're going to want to stick around. You're listening to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer.